You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Dodgers win last night. Looked really good. That James Ottman kid can play, huh?
You know what they kept talking about with him, too? Like, over and over during the coverage? He's like a specimen.
A specimen?
He is an absolute specimen. I learned about James Outman in terms of his size, strength, athleticism. His first sport was football.
Yeah, it was football.
Not just football. He was like an all-state middle linebacker.
Damn.
Those are athletes.
Yeah, yeah. And
he looks like a former middle linebacker.
Isn't it great to hear Joe Davis and Oral Hershiser do a game?
They're really good.
They are really good. And then they recognized the Cy Young Award winners last night. Eric Gagne was there.
Yeah. Well, okay. It's funny you bring that up.
Yeah.
Funny you bring that up with Gagne. And I want to... want to preface this by saying I don't have an issue with Gagne being honored.
You don't,
at all.
Okay.
He was part of an awesome period for the Dodgers. It was a lot of fun when he went out there. It was game over, right?
Yes.
Game over was fun.
Mm-hmm.
But they're celebrating Eric Gagne.
Yep.
We know Eric Gagne was a PED user.
He admitted it.
Well, it was became really clear when he had the stuff mailed to the clubhouse.
He did.
That
he
was, a,
was. It was like, can you FedEx my yes. performance-enhancing yeah. drugs to the clubhouse?
Kind of a giveaway.
Yep.
Baseball, like the gatekeepers, the Hall of Fame voters, they keep preventing juicers that were better than Gagne
right.
from getting in the hall.
Yep.
But the Dodgers, one of the heritage organizations in baseball, is honoring Gagne, which, again, I have zero problem with whatsoever. Can we make up our mind whether or not PEDs are a big deal or not? Like, can we just make up our mind with this? I vote not.
I vote yes.
Okay. So then you would not have had Gagne go out there.
Well, here's the one thing I'll say for Gagne. He did come out and say, I did it. Very few people have done that. He said in an article to the LA Times.
Right.
He said, hate to talk about it. Just doesn't do anyone any good. But I thought it would help me get better when I hurt my knee. Just don't want that to sound like an excuse. I'm so ashamed. It wasn't smart. If I knew what I know now, I didn't need it. I regret it so much. Just now, maybe getting over the guilt. It was stupid.
But here's my question about him having coming out and basically accepting the fact he did it. I'm letting you all know I did it. This is happening to players. They're just getting caught now. So they're being backed into a corner because there's finite evidence you did it.
Right.
And then they're like, you're right. I did it. Was Gagne provoked? Did he get busted? And then he was like, you're right. I did do it. Or was it more of a, hey, I want everybody to know.
Yeah, I don't know the specifics of right. exactly how this came to light. But I always, I mean, if at some point Barry Bonds had said, you know what? I did it. I shouldn't have. I didn't need it. I regret it. I'm ashamed. If he had said that, I would think very differently of Barry Bonds. It's still... is a part of his career, but at least he acknowledged that it happened and it played a role.
So then the contrition
yeah.
is more important to it you is. Than the actual
It
act.
Actually is the contrition.
So you just want to see these guys...
Like, for example, I wanted contrition from the Astros for what happened in 2017. I wanted somebody to say, you know what? We did do that. It was terrible. We regret it.
But all of
I'm
these,
ashamed.
But all of these guys, though, only become ashamed or sorry or introspective or whatever when they get caught.
Well, very few
and that's
people.
That's the point that I was making.
Right. Andy. Nobody ever comes out and says, you know what? Nobody caught me in this, but my conscience has been eating me alive.
Right.
And I have to say this. Because, like, I'm not doubting Gagne's sincerity.
Right.
But he was caught. Like, Gagne was caught.
Yeah.
He could not deny this.
But here's the thing. We arrived at the same conclusion. You say, not a big deal. Gagne can be celebrated. Yeah. I say, Gagne had a great career and acknowledged this part of it, and he can be celebrated.
So then as long as... Basically,
somebody owns it. If you own it,
well, then
if you own your
right, but
your
the way,
crap,
right, but the way these things come about, for the most part, I mean, obviously the Astros have been well documented in their cheating and haven't come out with this, but with a lot of these juicers, for example, it really comes down to whether or not you were caught, like whether or not you were caught with certain evidence that can't be
okay. So, like Fernando Tatis, who got an 80-game suspension for using performance-enhancing drugs.
No, he blamed his barber.
It's always somebody, right?
Right.
He goes on to have a great career. This is always going to be part of it.
Sure.
It's always going to be a part of his career. Now, do I think he should be completely dismissed or whatever that is and penalized and punished? He can have a great career. And this is going to be a footnote to it. In the same way, I think this was a footnote to Gagne's career.
I don't know. I think sometimes we decide who is the footnote, who isn't when it comes to this stuff based on how much do we like them with their personality. Because like Gagne was a pretty likable guy.
Very likable guy. And unbelievable. I mean, when he was on fire, he was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't help but notice the way we become so inconsistent when it comes to juicers that get celebrated versus the PED users that don't, that get kept out of Hall of Fame. The same Dodger fans who are upset still over the Astros and cheating,
right,
were cheering on Gagne, who engaged in what has been defined as a form of cheating.
Right. And I'm saying because there was contrition, and because he's owned it, I say, okay. By the way, I just came across a crazy note about Gagne. So the year he won the Cy Young Award, he had 55 save opportunities. How many did you think he converted?
53.
Tyler?
Didn't he convert every single one?
Converted every single one.
Yeah, he holds the most consecutive saves record for the Dodgers.
55 for 55.
Yeah,
that's insanity.
Look, he was amazing. It was a lot of fun. Like I've said many times, I had zero issue with the fans celebrating him. I have no problem with the Dodgers bringing him out.
Right.
I just think that we are, as a baseball watching culture, as a, you know, we're part of, I guess, loosely baseball media.
Yeah.
Like all different parts
of what
is baseball culture.
Yes.
We are so inconsistent with the way we treat PEDs.
I agree. I think it's tremendously flawed. And additionally, we just forget how sensational it was to watch Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire go shot for shot for the record.
Right.
It was unbelievable.
They honestly saved baseball.
But I think it's okay to have your own view of this, right? Yeah. Everybody's got to do. Would you vote for Bonds for the Hall of Fame?
Me?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Would you, Tyler?
No contest.
Absolutely would.
Absolutely no contest.
Jorge, would you?
No contest. I don't know what he's talking about.
Barry Bonds, would you say that he belongs in the Hall of Fame?
By the way, I love doing this. I see Jorge working on something else.
Podcast, you know, people get mad if I don't put it out on time and whatever.
And I would not vote for him.
Okay, what about Roger Clemens?
Would not vote for him.
Curt Schilling?
Would vote for him.
Mark McGwire?
Would not vote for him.
Sammy Sosa?
Would not vote for him.
Okay. See, but you see the inconsistency in who you would and wouldn't vote for.
Yes, and I think that's part of every voter's subjectivity, right?
But I think we have to look at the players that have contributed, whether or not they did so, whether or not they were untrue to the game.
The whole era, though, was juicing. And then if you're going to penalize players who have been caught with PEDs, then I feel like the players who played around them, who either A, knew and said nothing, or B, just benefited. Like, for example, like Jeff Kent, who, I want to make it clear, has never been linked to PEDs.
No, never.
His entire career.
Correct.
I mean, he was grouchy as hell.
And he had a motorbike accident at one
yes,
point.
Yes, he did.
He got linked. Motorbike, yeah.
Yeah, he got linked to lying about a motorcycle accident.
Said it happened at a car wash, if I remember right. Something to do with a car wash and a motorbike.
Yeah. A lot going on. Maybe the least pleasant teammate.
And one of the saltiest people ever run across.
He is maybe the worst teammate I've ever encountered in sports. But anyway, Jeff Kent, by all accounts, great career, and it was clean.
Yes.
He also benefited greatly from being either ahead of Bonds or behind Bonds in those lineups. His numbers were affected by Bonds.
Okay.
And I find it impossible to believe he didn't know Bonds was doing this.
So I would vote for Jeff Kent.
Well, I mean, I would
arguably
too.
One of the best hitting second baseman of all time, if I'm not mistaken, has more home runs than any second baseman in history.
But his numbers then are tainted too.
You can't I'm not going to look at it that way.
You should, though.
I'm not going to.
Well, you should.
Okay. And this is where we disagree.
So you've got blinders on, essentially, is what you're saying.
I do.
You're going to wear your blinders.
I have my own view of PEDs, and so do you, and so do you.
So back to Andy,
and
what Andy
doesn't.
Was saying, I think that he is completely right in the fact that the views are very inconsistent with who we accept and who we shun.
Right, and that's why there's a vote with a whole bunch of people who determine this based on their own prejudices and subjectivity.
Well, the problem becomes layered then too, because a lot of them are voting on somebody like Bonds based on the fact that Bonds was often a real jerk to media, and they're paying him back along those lines.
Yeah.
I think even more than PEDs.
Well, they had 3 Cy Young Award winners there last night.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I thought it was great.
It was fun. They all grooved their
pitches. I didn't mean to dredge this up today. By the way, all I did was I said Eric Gagne, and then I gave a little look.
You gave a
little look.
You knew exactly.
And you went to it and drug it out.
No.
That look said everything,
all
Mace.
All I said, but nobody heard it.
Okay.
Nobody heard the look. I wasn't even going to go there, and you guys called me out on the look.
That's
and
only
then
because
we
Andy and I did
there.
Have a conversation before the show.
Okay, no. Here's where I'm calling BS.
Did you actually have this conversation?
We did.
We genuinely did.
And do you know why?
Why?
Because it was in the emails that we exchanged back and forth about this topic.
I told you I was late today.
So you didn't read them?
No, I did not even read the emails.
I did all
I'm sure
that,
there's great stuff there.
I did all the emails.
We had to prepare for a show without you, you know?
That's right, because I was stuck on the 10.
Wow.
Well, what were you going to do?
What were we going
to
do?
Is there something we didn't get to that was on your...
Friday.
So far, you've done a great job, Mace.
Have I?
Yeah, you've covered our rundown well.
We're going to do a lot of vamping.
It's
going to be a lot of vamping.
So, Lakers for sure.
You said spice it up a little bit, so we did.
Yeah. No, it's great.
When you gave me that look, I thought that
was a private look. This is radio. We're not on YouTube. I'm allowed to give a look without it turning into a whole thing.
I thought, A, you were signaling me. B, you had read the emails.
I was definitely not signaling you, and I definitely did not read your emails.
We just ended up here then.
Yeah. Well, see, we got there.
We did it. Look at us.
Right, Jorge?
Sure.
Congratulations, Derek.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm good with Gagne.
No,
I'm good with
Gagne. Said from the beginning, I was totally cool. It was fun.
He probably hates this conversation that we're having right now, but...
He's listening.
I think it begged the conversation.
He wants to call it.
He and Darvin Ham in a room together.
Listening together right now. All right, coming up next for you, we did this... I found this thing. You know how... During the NCAA tournament, and the Final Four is tomorrow, FAU versus San Diego State, UConn versus Miami. SLEA is going to be there, which is cool, and I'm rooting for the Aztecs. So somebody put together, I guess it's Busted Coverage was the website, put together a bracket of fast food restaurants. And we are going to give our Final Fours coming up next. I have a feeling they're going to be wildly different. In other words, of all the fast food restaurants, each one is in a bracket. Who is your Final Four? We will announce those coming up next. By the way, In-N-Out Burger is there. A lot of the restaurants we know are there. Some that we don't know are there, too, from other parts of the country. But we'll do that coming up next. Did I sell that well? I don't even know if I sold that well.
Sure.
I just sold it.
Okay.
Oh, you did. I'll text Carlo. Great
job. It's Friday. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, what's up, people? Dodgers win the opener, 8-2. James Outman, great. Will Smith had a really good night, batting in the three hole. And tonight it is Dustin May on the mound versus the D-backs. We saw the new LED lights. I can't wait to go out there Monday and see what they look like in person.
Dodger Stadium was rocking.
Yeah, it really was. Lakers tonight, critical game. They're all critical now. There's only, six of them left, right?
Even Ireland would agree they're all must-win at this
point. All must-win.
They're all must-win.
Finally came around to the must-win concept. So...
It really did take him a while.
It did take him a while. He was like, no, is the season over if they lose this game?
AD
no.
said it, and he's like, okay, it's a must-win.
Okay, must-win it is. All right, so I just retweeted this. At Cam Brothers tweeted out this bracket for fast food madness. And I'm not going to – trust me, we've got four brackets. Each region, there's a Golden Arches region, there's a Dave Thomas region, there's an Eat More Chicken region, and there's an Only Eating This Is a Safe Place region, whatever that means.
Means some. I think there are places that are considered by some to be on the sketchy side.
Okay, got it. So that includes. Oh, that's not fair.
Yeah, Taco Bell. Come on.
I didn't Taco name Bell. It.
Taco Bell. Come on, that's not on the sketchy side.
Look, man, I didn't name the region.
Right.
Talk to Busted Coverage. I didn't name it.
Okay, so we're each going to give our final four for fast food restaurants. Andy, you're first.
Out of the Golden Arches region, I've got its namesake McDonald's.
Oh, nice.
The one seed out of the Dave Thomas region. I also have the namesake Wendy's.
You've got a – this is very chalky for
it's
you.
It's chalky so
chalky.
Far.
Chalky. All right. And by the way, In-N-Out is in the Dave Thomas region, which means you didn't put In-N-Out in the final
four. I had In-N-Out getting all the way to the eight, but they got knocked out by Wendy's.
Okay. What's next?
Eat More Chicken region, I got Popeyes.
Yeah.
And then in the Safe Place region, I've got Jersey Mike's, who I'm sure appreciates being included.
Jersey Mike's. That's Jersey the one Mike's. With Danny DeVito.
Yes.
They make the
Just had a sub today from Jersey Mike's.
We had Jersey Mike's earlier in the week.
Yeah, Thursday.
All right. Jorge, your final four.
I'm going to go McDonald's in the Golden Arches. I'll go In-N-Out. On the Dave Thomas region?
Yep.
I'll go Chipotle, and then I'll go with Taco Bell on my other one.
Taco Bell.
Yep.
Taco Bell is a one seed also. We're being very chalky here. All right. Tyler.
So my bracket resembles Andy's tremendously.
Okay.
Golden Arches region, McDonald's.
Yep.
Dave Thomas region, Wendy's.
Again, no In-N-Out.
Eat More Chicken region, I had to go with Wingstop because lemon pepper wings I could have on a daily basis.
Lemon pepper
you
wings,
and Lou Williams
from Wingstop.
And, Sweet Lou.
And they give you buckets of ranch if you ask for it. And then only eating this in a safe place region, I did go with Jersey Mike's. It came down to Jersey Mike's and Taco Bell, Jorge, but...
By the way, it should be Jersey noted, Mike's. Mace, because you were talking about chalk.
Mm-hmm.
Mine with Popeyes, that's a four. Jersey Mike's is a seven.
Oh, you're right. So you went off the board there.
Yeah, we both did.
Okay. Jorge?
Yeah.
What do you got?
He already went.
He gave his.
You went. Oh, yeah. Tyler, you gave
mine. And I just gave mine.
You're next.
Okay. Do you want me to repeat mine? You weren't listening.
No, I got it. I tuned out for a second.
You were doing the podcast.
I hope people listening didn't tune out.
You're working on a podcast.
I was working on the podcast, exactly. Okay, so in the Golden Arches region, I do have the Golden Arches. I love McDonald's.
It's the gold standard, man.
Oh, for sure.
In the Dave Thomas region, I've got In-N-Out coming out. I'm the only one that put In-N-Out in the final four.
No, I put In-N-Out too.
Oh, okay.
You really weren't listening.
He really wasn't.
In the Eat More Chicken region, I've got Popeyes.
Popeyes.
And in the Only Eating Safe Place region, I've got Taco Bell. Now, who is your champion, Andy Kamenetsky?
My champion, at the end of the day, it remains the champion, McDonald's.
McDonald's
is my champion.
McDonald's is great,
McDonald's
man.
Is so good.
I love
it.
There's
never
a
disappoints. It
there's
never
been
disappoints.
Billions served.
Yeah.
There's a reason.
Okay. Jorge, champion.
Yeah, McDonald's, simply because In-N-Out takes...
McDonald's again?
Yeah, simply because In-N-Out, it's always a long line in the drive-thru.
Right? Those are different things, by the way, that I thought about.
Yeah, Chipotle, you have to get out of your car, you have to get in line, you have to go pick your own ingredients, whatever. And Taco Bell, it's just when you're hangover, you know?
Yeah, it is. Like it is stoned food. Yeah.
Jorge, you ever done the Chipotle drive-thru experience? You can so you can order it on the app, and then there are certain Chipotle locations.
That's even harder. I have to download an app and subscribe. Password.
It is nice.
Those are things that you think about.
Yeah, so I just want to get in the place.
McDonald's
order food,
is efficiency too. On top of the food being great, 100%. However you end up procuring it, it's always easy.
If you're ever in that line for longer than 10 minutes, something's going wrong.
So we got a McDonald's. Tyler, did you give yours?
Mine is also McDonald's.
Number one overall seed, McDonald's.
Well, I'm picking between McDonald's, Wendy's, Jersey Mike's, and Wingstop. It's McDonald's.
I mean, these places can't all be San Diego State or Florida Atlantic. Like, right. Sometimes the one seed gets through for a reason.
I've got a four seed winning the whole thing.
Popeyes?
Popeyes. I love Popeyes.
Here's
that spicy chicken sandwich is the best. That is my go-to.
Here's what I mine came down to Popeyes versus McDonald's.
Oh, it did.
Ultimately, what put McDonald's over the top for me is if you are not specifically looking for fried blank, you're kind of out of luck at Popeyes.
See, if I'm going fast food, I'm going all the way. Like, I don't want to go to fast food and get a salad. Like, what's the point of getting a salad? Or what's the point of getting the chicken breast unbreaded? What's the point of that? Like, I'm going for fast food. Exactly. Give me fast food.
We're also missing the fact that McDonald's has an exclusive Coca-Cola recipe.
Do they really?
Exclusive.
How does that work?
They have their own unique Coca-Cola recipe that only you can get at McDonald's.
Oh, come on. That's ridiculous.
I kid you. Look it up. I kid you not.
That's an urban legend.
Nope. They have full, like CO2-sized tanks full of Coca-Cola.
No way. That's an urban legend. Okay.
Loch Ness Monster.
You got a laptop right there. Look it up.
That's like the Loch Ness Monster. Come on, it's like Bigfoot. It's like the Yeti. They do not have a special
Google it.
Recipe. Somebody Google that.
Whatever.
I don't care.
Google's controlled by Big Coke. We know all this.
All right. So... this is something I wanted to get to today because it is Dodgers. Last night was opening day. I want to... two things. There were so many interesting wrinkles to last night's Dodgers game. So, one of them. I'm watching Sportsnet LA. And it is Jay Hare, Nomar, and John Hartung. On the set.
Yeah.
Outside Dodgers Stadium. Or in center field. There was... a girl on a guy's shoulders for the entire show, walking around, gesturing, waving her hand. And all I could think was, that poor guy, man. He held her up. Every time they went back, the girl was still on his shoulders.
You know what? It's funny, actually, too, because one of the big stories was a guy ran out on the field
to do
a proposal. Like, you know, we see all the time in different stadiums, arenas, the person who does the in-game proposal to his significant other. This guy pressed it up, ran out onto the field, got absolutely drilled.
Well, but first, held up a ring.
Right, held up a ring, went down on one knee.
Yep, beautiful moment, really touching.
For about 5 seconds.
I was moved.
Until he got drilled.
And then he got hit so hard.
Like form tackle.
Yeah.
But it got me thinking, like, okay, there's two reactions to this if you're a woman out there watching this. One is, this dude is an asshat for being out on the field like this. I would never want my significant other to propose to me like this. The other reaction is, oh my God, that is the most romantic gesture I've ever seen. This guy's getting arrested in order to declare his love for me.
That's beautiful.
Which makes it so... some guy, like the one who had his lady on the shoulders, she's like, why don't you ever do something like that for me? Why don't you ever run on the field or whatever? So he ends up with this woman on his shoulders as a way of trying to prove his love compared to the guy that ran out on the field.
You know, I totally...
Andy, if it makes you feel better, they are both very sore today.
Both. Now, he got hit so hard, it reminded me of Nicole Roby Coleman. In the NFC Championship game
in
2018. And this, I think, summarizes what happened to the guy in center field proposing to his lady.
Obviously, I smacked his ass. You feel me? Put that boy on a Waffle House frying pan.
He really did get his ass smacked.
We know that the Rams are going in a step back to take a step forward.
Yes.
Off season. They should look at that security guard. Like, they should maybe bring him on the cheap. Because that guy can hit.
They've only got 44 guys signed right now.
That dude can
hit. He can replace Jalen Ramsey, that guy.
They're not looking to make the playoffs anyway. That's what they said. That's what that girl told you.
Jorge, let's not pick on the Rams.
That girl, Jordan Rodriguez? That girl.
That reporter.
Jordan Rodriguez, not reporter, yeah.
The woman who reports on the Rams.
That's right. I don't remember her name. Thank you, Andy.
Jordan Rodriguez.
But she said they're not planning on making it.
We just got a tweet, by the way, from D. Monique, mm-hmm. who said that McDonald's also has their own Sprite in addition to their own Coke, which would make sense because it's Coca-Cola.
You said it was D. Monique?
D. Monique.
D. Monique, thank you.
They got their own Fanta, too. Come on, guys.
Their own Fanta.
This is all those conspiracy theories right there.
Yeah.
They're own Mountain Dew.
No. These are Coke products.
Yeah, it would be their own Mr. Pibb. It would be their own Mr. Pibb.
Their own Mr. Pibb. Nobody drinks Mr. Pibb.
Nobody.
Mr. Pibb is the most worthless soda.
We have
ever walk into
Mr.
the grocery
Pibb
store?
Mr. Pibb is that we have Dr. Pepper at home. That's
correct.
What Mr. Pibb is.
Yeah, like nobody walks in and says to the grocery store and says, you know, I need my Dr. Pibb.
Once one of them was a doctor, Mr. Pibb became just so inferior.
Exactly. All right, coming up next for you. Do you care about your legacy? Do you think about your legacy? I want to do that coming up next. It relates to Kevin Durant, plus the guy who started a hobby when he was 90 years old that is really impressive. That's coming up next for you. It is F It Friday, Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
It Friday. That's right.
What's up, fool?
It's coming up in a couple of minutes. Tyler is filling in for Bergman. Bergman is going to be back on Monday. He's been... What are you?
No, because Tyler's worried. He's like, you have a question? You have a question? I'm like, yeah, I always get a question.
Yeah,
of course. He's like, oh, you sure you got one? I got you, dog.
What's up, fool?
I'm still looking for it, though.
It's coming up. All right. So here is the story. 90 years old. Okay, now what do you expect to be doing at 90?
90? I mean, every single day when you're at that age and you just wake up, that's a win. That's how my grandfather, whenever you ask him how you're doing at that age, he would just say, I woke
How
up.
How old did your grandpap live to?
80-ish something. I don't remember off the top of my head, but in his 80s.
So 90 years old. I will be scattered to the wind at that point. I'm never going to see 90. I have no expectations that I will.
It feels ambitious. 90 feels really ambitious.
Now this guy, though, at 90, he's a Japanese guy, has started surfing. Now, surfing is demanding, man. He is he owns a company. The early part of his life, he was a mountain climber. He climbed Mount Fuji at one point. That's Japan's highest peak. Turns 90 this year, And after being recognized by the Guinness Book of World Records as the oldest male to surf, he's ready to continue doing it until he's 100.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, when you talked about climbing Mount Fuji, this is clearly just one of those I go out and do it guys.
Yeah.
And he's somebody that seems like even at 90, kind of a thrill seeker.
Yeah, man. He's out climbing mountains.
He also
surfing.
He did, though, rule out one thing he will not do. He's not going to take up bungee jumping.
No, he's not.
Bungee jumping at 90 is a bad idea.
You know what I look forward to at 90? Pudding. Soup.
Bone broth.
Bone broth.
Caldo.
Exactly. Gwyneth.
Caldo.
The Gwyneth brand bone broth. Yeah, pudding is good. Soup.
It's because pudding is the most dismissive way to talk about old people. There is no more insulting way.
Yeah, but I say it's on me.
I get it.
Pudding is delicious.
You're not helping. You're not helping.
You're over here getting organic food and you talk about pudding.
Pudding, exactly.
I don't think there is a more insulting, condescending way to talk about old people than pudding.
What about Jell-O?
Jell-O takes more work.
Depends on the color.
Yes, it does. It does.
Green Jell-O, they're still living a little.
Yeah, there is.
Red, it's over.
Okay, I wanted to
blue,
get to
forget about it.
Okay, so I think all the time about, and Ireland thinks this is stupid, I think all the time about legacy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to leave something. I always quote Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs always says his goal was to make a dent in the universe. I always think that's a great way to look at it.
In his case, mission accomplished.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me check my iPhone. So Kevin Durant came out. He's talking about legacy. This is a more complex conversation than we can have another day. This is a really short show, but I wanted to do this a little bit. He says, I don't care about legacy. I used to want to carve out a lane or a space in this game for myself that people can remember, but it's become too much of a thing now. It just becomes too much of a focus on other people. What's he done? Comparisons before when he wasn't doing all this debating, I cared about it. I'm about to be in the same breath as these top guys. It was big. Nowadays, I truly, truly don't care. I truly just want to go out there and produce, be the best that I could be, go home, hang out with my family. That's it. And I think he's lying to himself.
I hope he's not. Because Durant seemed like somebody who's often been dissatisfied or yes. disillusioned with what has been an incredible career. But also, too, I hope this is how he really feels. It's easier said than done, because that's actually the dirty little secret for all great athletes. The person you need to satisfy most with your legacy
yep.
is not media. It's not the old heads like Charles Barkley.
It's definitely not that.
The person you need to satisfy first and foremost is yourself. Like, you need to be good with your legacy more, or however you think you're going to be remembered in the game, you need to be good with it more than anybody else.
I agree with that.
And I think that is what Durant is talking about.
So Ireland, he's not here. He'll be back next week. Ireland does not care about legacy. And by the way, he doesn't care about it while he's leaving one. Someday, long after John Ireland is gone, they will play his radio call of yeah. LeBron James becoming the all-time leading scorer in NBA history. So he says he doesn't care about it, but he's leaving one.
I mean, John called, I know he called the 2020 championship.
Yes, he did.
I don't remember. Did he call 2010?
Let's see. I was doing pregame. I'm trying to remember. No. Was that
still Spiro?
Spiro, or was that
Joel Myers?
Joel Myers.
I don't remember, but I know John's been involved with at least one.
Oh, yeah. He definitely called 2020.
So, I mean, that you're correct. That is remembrances. He's going to be a part of that whether he cares or not.
Right.
Look, John has to care about that to some degree just because.
Of course he does.
Well, he grew up worshiping Chick Hearn.
Yeah.
I mean, he talks about it all the time. And, like, he's part of that radio legacy with Chick Hearn. There's no way he doesn't care.
I agree. I always challenge him on it. And I always say, by the way, I really want a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I know you do.
It is totally a thing with me. And it should say Mason and Ireland, because it's not Mason and Ireland without Mason and Ireland. But Ireland does not believe this story, but my grandpa, God bless him, nicest man in the world, Eugene Santa Cruz, 8th Avenue, Altoona, Pennsylvania. One time I talked to him on the phone. It was very late in his life. He passed away shortly after. He said to me, and had never been to California, said to me, "Do you have one of those stars in Hollywood?" And I said, "Nope, Grandpap, I don't. At least not yet." And he said, "When you get one, I'm going to be there." And I was like, you know what? He was such a nice man.
You know they're purchasable, right?
I do, but maybe I need a Kickstarter campaign.
I feel like you could afford one.
It feels wrong buying it for myself.
I think that's how they're all.
We can do this. You can deposit the money to me, and I buy it for you.
Oh, there you go. So yeah, you go. Give you the money.
Exactly.
Plus some commission.
Exactly.
Probably.
Yeah, $200. Yeah, you know, like I'll help you book it.
It's like a political comp. Like, he'll be like your super PAC.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
you go.
No, I always think about that. But I think anybody, I mean, for most people, I think their legacy is their children, right? Isn't that the biggest part of your legacy?
If you have them.
Yeah. Yeah, if you have them. I don't have kids.
Right.
But for you, is Lily not a huge part of your legacy?
Yeah. I mean, she's ultimately what I care more about than any other single thing.
Right.
She is.
And she's going to grow up, and she's going to be here after you're gone, and she is going to be doing good things in
Actually,
the world.
Actually, to be honest, I think she has a shot at being remembered. Because she's a really, really talented artist.
Yeah, you talk about this, yeah.
And she wants to go into anime. And honestly, like, acknowledging my biases and acknowledging this is a really hard road, I think she's talented enough to do it.
Right.
Like, I will show you some of her art during the break. She's
I'd love to
really
see
good.
Yeah. The other thing is, you can say you don't care about legacy, but at the end of the day, this is the problem with the NBA. Your legacy is limited unfairly to the number of rings you win. That is what guys think their legacy. How many? And we know he won 5. He won 4. He won 6. We know those numbers. And that, unfortunately, is your legacy in a lot of ways in the NBA. And your legacy is much bigger and much broader than that.
Well, I mean, that is in part what led Kevin Durant to Golden State.
Yep.
And then he came to realize that winning championships in that particular environment wasn't everything that he expected it to be. It didn't satisfy him in certain ways. And he goes to Brooklyn, looks to form his own thing.
Yep.
And for a variety of reasons, that doesn't work out the way he thinks it will. Now he goes to Phoenix. Hopefully he just recognizes, I just want to play, enjoy this, succeed, hopefully win another championship. But whatever people think about me is what they're going to think about.
He's got a great legacy.
Yeah.
I mean, you can make your case about, you know, blowing up Brooklyn and leaving Golden State, and I want to go to Phoenix because I got a chance to all that stuff. But he's got a great legacy. You can, and I think you're right. At the end of the day, it's how you feel about your legacy.
Well, this is Damian Lillard's thing right now,
right,
that he's got to contend with, because Portland, they're shutting him down. They have not been able to compete at a super high level with him there. But Lillard has been incredible. Like, he's already been named a top 75 player on, if we're being honest, what would be a weaker resume, like, in just pure achievement than some of these other guys.
Yeah.
It's an acknowledgement Dame Lillard is incredible. He's not the problem. But if he stays in Portland, the likelihood is he's not going to win a championship.
Yep.
But the flip side is he can go down as the greatest Blazer of all time. They're a really good franchise. That is a significant achievement.
Yep.
And he will experience something that's real.
It will be about loyalty. It will be, and again, we don't know if he's going to stay there forever, but right now every indication seems to be that he's going to, but it'll be about loyalty. It'll be about love of a city and
say,
of a fan base.
It's not just about loyalty. It's about a connection.
Yeah.
He clearly feels a connection to Portland. Doesn't mean he'll never leave, but he I don't think it's just about they can pay him the most.
And I don't think it's just about did he get a ring or not.
No. No, I mean, Damian Lillard has not been the problem.
Right.
He's eliminated two other teams on series-ending shots. He's not the problem.
Yep.
All right, I wanted to do that. Cross that off the list of things.
Someone just pointed out to us that we're hating on Mr. Pibb, but don't forget about Walmart's Dr. Thunder.
Do they have a product?
Apparently, there's
Dr.
a Walmart guest, Dr. Thunder.
Do they, Jorge?
Like the Shasta version?
Really?
Like Shasta
I'm
soda.
Looking this
I
up right
Shasta's
now.
Shasta's their brand too, right?
Dr. Thunder.
Remember RC Cola?
There is a Dr. Thunder.
Get out of here.
There is a Dr.
And it's only available at Walmart?
Apparently, and boy, is that label close to Dr. Pepper.
Is it really?
It's like what they do with cereals. You know, you can get like a box of cereal and it's not that Cocoa Puffs. Like, it's like it's, chocolate circles.
Yeah, at I think it's CVS, they've got Fruityos that are,
yeah, exactly.
They are really close to Fruit Loops.
Oh. Yeah. All right, coming up next week, you're going to do a little What's Up, Fool. Tyler is filling in for Bergman today. We'll see what he's got. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Tyler is in for Corporate Greg today. Tyler, what do you got going?
All right, so I got this one from Corporate Greg. Okay. So I'm gonna channel my Corporate Greg real
all right,
quick.
Good.
Wait, you already look like him, though.
You do, by the way.
Hey, this is radio. Remember, Greg, people can't see me. Okay, anyway.
We're not on YouTube today.
All right, Mark Mattson was a star for Stanford when he was in college and then had a championship-winning career with the Lakers. He's been coaching at Utah Valley State for the last 4 years, and now he's reportedly going to be the next head coach of the Cal Bears, the arch-rival of the Stanford Cardinal.
Wow.
Are you okay with this for Mark, or do you feel a bit sacrilegious?
Oh, that's interesting. So, went to Stanford, going to become the head coach at Cal. Well, far be it from me to suggest that Mark Mattson doesn't deserve the opportunity to be a Pac-12 head coach. So I do get it. I'm sure it's a very weird feeling. But I think he'll get over it fast as the checks start getting cashed.
Yeah, I mean,
and as the games start being won.
It's not uncommon. It's also worth noting the Pac-12, as we know it, may not exist much longer anyway.
Correct, yeah, it's dissolving.
So, I mean, that rivalry may end up not being
part of this. Yeah, I think, by the way, at the end of the day, Cal is going to wind up being in whatever this Pac-12 thing is, and Stanford is going to wind up being part of the Big Ten.
So ultimately not even rivals.
Not even rivals at that point, yeah.
Okay.
What's up, fool?
All right, so Boston Celtics forward Jaylen Brown, when asked about his protective mask, said, and this is a quote, "My mom wants me to wear it, so I'll probably keep wearing it." What's something that you've done recently or in the past that you've only done because your parents wanted you to?
Continue working with my brother.
Oh, is that right? Do they really want you to continue working with your brother?
No, but
you
it
share
would,
a Twitter handle.
It would be, yes. We haven't gotten separate Twitter handles because it would just crush my parents.
Yes.
It would, you know what? That's not the reason, but it would be a weird thing to explain at this point if I guess we both went solo.
Yes.
It could be an awkward explanation unless Even if it wasn't anything like bad blood or whatever, we just went in separate directions for whatever reason.
Wouldn't that bother?
I think they'd be nervous.
Yeah, I would think so.
I think they'd be nervous.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. What did my mom say recently to me? She said, I feel like I look a lot like my dad, which I do. And my mom said, just don't be like him.
I get that all the time. From my mom.
My dad was crazy. I mean, crazy in a fun way. She said, just don't be like him. So I guess that's the last thing that was requested.
Tyler,
don't be like your father. Okay, well, admittedly, my mom does say that to me. She thinks that I'm a much better person than my dad, but she does say that. She keeps pushing me to like try and make things better with my relationship with my sister, but you know, so yeah.
Oh, and that's not happening.
It's just tough.
Thing is
it's
hard.
Just tough.
Sometimes siblings just don't gel.
What a light topic you threw out here, Tyler. Yeah,
sometimes you got to dig a little
fun
deeper.
One. Don't be like your dad. Get along with your sister. Don't break up with your brother.
Yeah, we're doing great, fellas. What about you, Jorge?
Just to like be respectful with everybody, you know, like no matter how they treat you, like you always got to come in and say hello, or when somebody's leaving, say goodbye. Like just things like that. He's like, because people always go through, they're always going through something.
Right.
But a nice hello or see you later kind of thing would just, you know, it doesn't hurt. Things okay. like that, you know.
There you go. That was fun.
Yeah. See, yeah. My mom also always tells me to follow her field trip rules. Like whenever I'm going somewhere since I was a little kid, like always make sure you take somebody with you if you're going somewhere so that a stranger can't pick you up. Like follow my field trip rules.
That's
my
male.
That's my mom's thing though. And those
yeah,
the field trip rules.
Male human being,
but it's the field trip rules that are
to
always
go
gonna
by yourself.
Both
just
ways
just
you
be
cross.
Safe. You know? Yeah. Just
so
be
she wouldn't let you fly in the middle seat of a plane by yourself.
You said it, Andy. Nice
exactly
word.
What's up, Foo?
What's up, Foo? So okay, so I was reading this on Twitter. KD says that one of the greatest experiences he had was playing at the McDonald's All American game.
Mm-hmm.
He says, quote, the greatest experience, and I want to relive that again. So if you can relive an experience from your earlier in your career, what would it be?
It's a good question. You know, my first thought was, I've talked about this on the show before. You can go ahead and play your Pepe.
All right, hold on.
Not again. But when I was buried alive in Toledo to raise money for the Toledo Public Schools athletic program, so we kind of saved.
Not again, Mason.
Yeah, I know, I'm telling it again, Pepe. And I just remember, I mean, thousands of people came. I mean, I was literally buried for 48 hours. And people came, they gave money, they could see what was going on inside the coffin on a TV screen up above. Thousands of people showed up. And I just remember when I came out of that, it was amazing. Like, I was just amazed that I was able to do it, amazed at the number of people that were there. That would probably be the one.
Off the top of my head, I'm thinking about several years ago, we had Gary Oldman in studio for our podcast. And he ended up giving us extra time. We had him for almost an hour. And it was a good interview. But in retrospect, I was a little bit... He's one of my all-time favorite actors. Yeah. Like, he's somebody I idolized. And I don't think I got starstruck.
Right.
But I think I might have been a little bit too deferential in this interview. I would have gone back and had a little more fun with it.
Yeah.
Well, this sounds
like a regret more than a highlight.
It was a highlight. It was an absolute high. He was awesome. It was a really good interview. We hung out and talked with him after.
Yeah.
But especially, too, like, okay, that was maybe 10 years ago. There's been 10 years more of things that have happened. He's won an Oscar since then.
Oh, yeah,
he's played
right.
Different roles. The industry has changed. We found out at the very last minute, I mean, like, literally, as we're setting up, that he's into baseball. Like, he became a baseball fan as an Englishman living in LA.
Wow.
Because one of his kids got into baseball. So all of a sudden, he started following the Dodgers. He's also a boxing guy. And these were things that we didn't know until literally setting up. Like, we asked his rep if he's into sports, and his rep kept saying no.
Yep.
So those were things that we had to throw together last minute that would have been fun to get deeper into. And it just, I think I would have been a little more loose with it, even though I thought it was a good interview.
How did you phrase the question?
If
something you'd like to live again.
Yeah.
Rams winning the Super Bowl last year. I mean, honestly, it was a life highlight to be a Rams fan, to be in SoFi, to win the Super Bowl. I mean, I had a buzz for a week.
You know, I thought about, because I was in the building when the Lakers won in 2010.
Yeah, me too.
And it was an amazing series. And in the end, it was incredible. But that game was so tense and so ugly.
So ugly. It was an ugly basketball game.
There's a part of me that would want to re-experience it. And the part of me is like, I don't know if that's the one
I'm
picking.
It was not beautiful basketball.
No,
it was the
not.
Opposite. Yes.
It was not at all.
Tyler, what about you? You got one?
From a career perspective, probably not. But if I could relive one thing over again, I would relive the 2018 World Series all over again. I was at Game 5.
So you're a Sox fan?
That's right.
All right, what's up, fool?
Yeah. I didn't realize
what's
that.
What's up, fool?
Yeah.
I was at Dodger Stadium, if it makes you feel any better. It was incredible.
What's up, fool?
Anyway.
I was at the same game.
What's up, fool?
Were you? Yep. You probably had better seats than I did, though.
No, all right, actually, Richard. Auxiliary press box, not better seats. No.
What's up, fool?
Oh, you weren't lurking this time?
I did do some lurking, yes.
It's very easy to lurk at Dodger Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, especially when you get a text, hey, Jorge, I'm right behind you. And I was like, what are you doing, dog?
All right, hit it one more time.
One more time.
What's up, fool?
All right, so Richard Sherman and Calvin Johnson, mm-hmm. on his podcast, they talked about how quarterbacks like Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady taking lesser contracts to help bring in better talent is hurting Lamar Jackson in his contract negotiations. Do you buy into Sherman and Johnson's take that other QBs are hurting Lamar's negotiations by taking smaller contracts to help their team?
Well, here's the thing. There is a paradigm that was broken by the Cleveland Browns when they gave Deshaun Watson $230 million guaranteed. So, I don't think we're at that level. It's so outside the norm.
Yeah.
And Lamar wants to be somewhere in that range. And realistically, I think the quarterback market is like in the $150, $160, $170 million range. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's the reason more than anything that we're seeing Lamar sit out or hold out.
I mean, I don't think it helps that he doesn't have an agent.
I agree with you.
Like, and it's not because Lamar Jackson isn't, like, quote-unquote smart enough to handle this.
No, no, no.
It's because this is a field of expertise, and there's so much you need to know in terms of, like, other teams, you know, what's available there, what their landscapes are. Like, there's too much for the guy that you're it's too much for Lamar Jackson to be doing, I think, on his own.
Right.
Also, as the player. The other thing, too, that I think is useful for having an agent is this stuff is always personal anyway because it's your contract, but the agent serves as a buffer, so you're never in the room seeing how these negotiations go back and forth.
Which is smart.
Right.
Like, for example, Ireland does not use an agent. He negotiated his own deal here. I would never negotiate my own deal. I want an agent. I want a buffer. I don't want to be part of those conversations. I don't want to hear the boss or the people that are negotiating. Don't want to ever hear that. That's why I think baseball arbitration is so bad. Because basically it causes your employer to talk blank about you in order to...
Corbin Burns is a perfect example. Now the bridge is almost entirely burned between him and the Brewers.
Yep, because of arbitration.
Yeah, I mean, and look, it feels like Baltimore has reservations about Lamar that go beyond just the money. Like, I don't know if they're concerned.
Although they offered him, I think, $133 million guaranteed.
Guarantees, though, in the NFL, you always get a little bit suspicious about what exactly does that mean.
No. In other words, it's a billion-dollar contract. Only $133 million is guaranteed. He's going to get, no matter what, $133 million.
Sometimes even guarantees can be goofy. But either way, though, whenever people say this, it sounds like you're detracting Lamar or being, you know, saying negative things about him, saying, I think he needs an agent.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with Lamar Jackson's intelligence or anything like that. I just think it would be useful to have an agent in his position.
Okay. That's good. We good?
What's up, fool?
All right. Coming up next, we've got, I don't know if you guys heard about the Anthony Rendon situation in Oakland last night. Angels third baseman Anthony Rendon had an altercation. We've got an update on that. Plus, I mean, there is a lot going on today. We got the Lakers tonight in a must-win situation against the Minnesota Timberwolves. We've got baseball. Now the Dodgers win last night and start off the season on the right foot tonight. Dustin May on the mound. All kinds of stuff. Got it coming up. And then we're going to play Game of Games. Then we're going to go to Slee with the pre before he takes off for Houston and rooting for San Diego State in tomorrow's NCAA Final Four. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.